Hello?
Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. We're not trying to sell your product or solicit a contribution. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. It won't take long. Are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Somewhat interested.
Thank you. Do you define your racial classification as African American or Black, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings?
Not at all satisfied.
Thank you. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence, or no confidence at all?
I'd say a little confidence.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go. If the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Probably vote for.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements, and please tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one is, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. Or, because of the rise of the costs of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving the New Orleans public school buildings.
The first one, they should renew or whatever it was.
Thank you. Now, voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, please tell me if you would be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. The first one is, learning that the owner of a 275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage.
So what am I supposed to be answering? Sorry.
Yes. Would you be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced to support the 20-year millage renewal for public school? Public school?
I would be very influenced.
That would be strongly influenced or somewhat?
Strongly, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent.
Strongly influenced.
Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes.
Strongly influenced.
Learning that this is a renewal for an existing millage for 20 years to 2045?
Somewhat influenced.
Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina without funds from this village, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them.
Strongly influenced.
Learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city.
Strongly influenced.
learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future?
Somewhat influenced.
Thank you. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the public, even New Orleans public schools had millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Probably vote for.
As we conclude the survey, I just have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans public school?
No.
A teacher at a New Orleans public school?
No.
A staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school?
No.
Thank you. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. 18 to 30? 31
yeah.
to 49? Oh.
18 to 30.
Thank you. Now stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, graduate or professional school?
College grad.
Do you own or rent your home?
Rent.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
All right.
It's been a pleasure.
Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Have a wonderful day.